Tell me a little bit about your work with Muslims looking into Islam.
You know, I just wanted to say this, George, before we go on. We won't get very far in this problem without finding out that we're at war, you know, with the Arabs, and they're our enemies. But the Scripture tells us that to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. So no matter what we say in the coming minutes about Islam's assassins, the suicide bombers, and radical Islam, the jihadists, please be assured that I love the Arabs, and so does God.
And yeah, but when you say, Chris, we're at war with the Arabs, you have to distinguish, I think, between the militants, the radical militants who hate our guts, and people who really would prefer a peaceful way of life.
Well, knowing your background and mine, too, you know, I'd have to say this, that there's a difference between the Muslims and the Arabs. And, of course, the Arabs, according to the Scripture, brings out that there are Lot's descendants, the Moabites and the Ammonites, who are known as Arabs. But I agree with you that they are moderates and they are extremists, radicals.
This radicalism, which seems to be permeating throughout the entire region of the Middle East today, seems to be more inflamed than ever. Is it going to get any better? Because how do you eliminate it? It seems to be just multiplying every day.
Well, you know, people don't understand the Muslims' mindset. And just to give you an idea, Sayyid Abu al-Madawi had said, Islam seeks the world. It's not satisfied by a piece of land, but demands a whole universe. So when someone is speaking like this, and making statements like this, and another statement, and fight them until there is no more religion on earth but Allah alone. So their mindset is that, and I might say this, that since you brought it up, that really the moderates, the only thing the moderates and the radicals agree upon is that Islam will rule the world one day.
Let's talk a little bit about your work in this book, Dancing with Islam's Assassins.
You know,
how much of this would go away if we went away? If our interests, and there are interests there in the Middle East, simply were changed? If we relied on a different fuel system, for example, and basically said, look, we're just getting out of here.
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that. Nancy Pelosi was asked that very same question by NBC's Brian Williams. And she said, he asked her, well, how are you going to stop the war? And she says, well, we'll just pull our troops out and they'll leave. But see, they're not going to leave because they are in for the long run. They want to conquer the world.
As bad as Saddam Hussein was, and the fact that we helped prop him up during the Iraq-Iran war, sometimes I wonder if that was the right thing to do. At least we had him contained.
Well, Saddam was someone that there was a little bit different. His mindset was along the lines with the Baathist Party that he was more secular than our greatest threat that we have today, Ahmadinejad, who, from Iran, who is president of Iran, and Newsweek, you remember, asked him. He said, he was asked, how dangerous is Ahmadinejad? And I would say, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, this guy could be out of control. Whether he's got any clout or not in Iran, I don't know. But for him to be spouting off the things he has spouted off, and that is, you'd like to see the destruction of Israel, destruction of us. We know they're working on nuclear abilities right now as we speak. How could they permit a guy like this to spout off when, if he at least kept his mouth shut, maybe they could do some of the things they want to do? I mean, this guy comes right out and says these things, these hatred things.
Well, you know, know, it's incredible, you know, that, I mean, how he's come out of nowhere. You know, he was just a mayor a few years ago.
He was mayor of Tehran, wasn't he?
And he wasn't even supposed to win that election, and he predicted he would, and he did. And so he's someone to really, really watch. And, you know, Brett Hume said that that he mustered Iran and Russia to help Syria, even with their best technology, to where they could, you know, kind of just eavesdrop right in on the Israelis from the Golan Heights right down and listen to all the intelligence.
Did you see the story today where apparently Russia has stopped working with Iran on its nuclear facility because they haven't been paid in a long time? with all the money they've got from oil, why wouldn't they pay their bills?
Well, you know, it's real strange that things happen the way that they happen. You know, actually, we could really stop this war right quick. We could put the Iranians out of business within 7 days.
And, well, yeah, but what you're advocating is something I'm not so sure we want to do.
You see, you know, here's the good news, if there can be any good news out of Iran. The good news is that we can defeat Iran in 7 days by taking out their WMDs and taking out their missiles and taking out their reactors and taking out their Navy and Air Force. And we don't need boots on the ground to do this.
Well, I'm not so sure we can do that, though, Chris. Look at the mess we've got in Iraq right now with 140-some thousand troops. We went in there fast, took care of things. Everybody, and I mean everybody, thought, boy, we cleaned up this war really fast, and that's when this insurgency started. Even if we went in there and took out some of their defense and offense, who's to say that this wouldn't start all over again? Or would we just not care? We're not going to occupy Iran, or are we?
Well, we've got two different situations. Iraq is one thing, but this Ahmadinejad, he's on a schedule, a timeline. See, back in 2005, he made a speech, and he said that he, and we're talking about a religious Ahmadinejad. You know, he's charismatic, but he is very religious. And he made this statement. He said that to his anticipation of the appearance of the hidden 12th Imam, or Imam Mahdi, a prophesied leader, the 12th descendant from Mohammed, who will usher in the rule of Islam all over the world within 2 years. Now, this was in 2005. So he has set a time. And that's why Benjamin Netanyahu, the past prime minister of Israel, said to Glenn Beck just a few weeks ago, he said, Ahmadinejad has to be stopped. He pointed out that Ahmadinejad believes in the religious Masonic cult that believes they have to expedite the apocalypse in order to bring the collapse of the West.
So why do you need a full-scale attack when you've got tremendous abilities with the Mossad and others who could probably do what you need to have done pretty efficiently?
Well, you know, Pat Boone and Ed Lubin just returned from Israel about 30 days ago, and they spoke to two generals, and they said that they're preparing now to strike Iran, and they feel that Israel can completely annihilate Iran within 1.5 years. Formerly, and this is rumored now, but former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is going to help them do it.